Very nice. Shall we?
Well, I've run out of stories already.
I have one that begins in 1904, and I don't want it to be too long, so you can stop me any time you like. It was about 3.5 years after Mr. Chilly Lynham had ridden his horse from Muradov up the back mountain roads in midwinter and Bordrow Orchard from Mr. Harris's estate for mother, Elise Strother's cat. I will interrupt myself here to say there's some disagreement about when Mr. Harris died. Miss Muldoon had recommended that her husband, Fred, go on a hunting trip out west with a group of men to restore his physical well-being. She had asked Fred before he left if he would let her have enough money to bid on a 365-acre tract with at least 2 houses standing, perhaps some barns. If my memory serves, he had said he didn't have much money, but she could spend $5,000 if she could spend buy all that she wanted for that, but that's absolutely all he could possibly put up. Now, this is Elizabeth Bocock's memory of what Mother said, and it's no proof of it. I don't say it's true. By this time,
well, I think we would make a dreadful record here of a whole lot of inaccurate misinformation. I've said very little to know that.
I'm not sure I can get it any better, though.
What?
I'm not sure I can get it any better.
Well, you got damn little confidence in my hundreds of hours of work at Royal Orchard now.
Oh, Buber, this is just for fun.
That's all right, but it'll get loose the day after the flowers die. It'll be family history forever.
We have both to go on.
What?
Have yours up at Royal Orchard, this in Richmond. I don't see any. We're just having fun.
Well, I'm not going to subscribe to it.
Well, all right. But I think it's
interesting.
I mean,
I have no objection to it.
I think I want to read yours, and I want to hear a little bit.
You want to read mine?
I do want to read yours.
Well, you got to reread it many times.
Go ahead, Wilson.
Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. I just wanted to inject that.